Follow-up note on the patient, last name MAK, first name Larry, LARRY. Fax carbon copy of this report to Dr. John Schultz, MD. New paragraph, Mr. Emek returns for follow-up. He was previously seen in our office due to peripheral neuropathy. A few years ago, according to the patient, he had a rather sudden onset of the weakness in the right, weakness and numbness in the right upper extremity after the fall. He had an MRI of the brain that showed a chronic ischemic disease with infarcts in the left parietal region and pons period. It was associating with encephalomalacia without intracranial hemorrhage in that period. The patient had no true vertigo in that period. We did a video nystagmogram and it showed mostly central abnormalities with the square eye movements, abnormal morphology of tracking and saccades, as well as the abnormal torsion with fixation and abnormal optokinetic nystagmus period. The carotid ultrasounds revealed a tortuous left internal carotid artery with a normal velocity of 64.2, but the ICA-CCA ratio was high to 1.7, likely due to tortuosity. There was a new evidence of a significant calcific plaque in the bifurcation period. The patient started physical therapy 2 weeks ago. It's been helping to improve his balance and ambulation in the period. His medications were reviewed today again in the period. On examination, I found no obvious nystagmus. His blood pressure was 140 over 84. There was no any obvious carotid or vertebral bruit period. The patient had a bilateral mild tremor with dysmetry with the finger to nose testing. He was capable of doing a tandem walk, and the Romberg test was negative period. Impression, history of disbalance and lightheadedness. I feel the patient have a multifactorial gait disorder relating to previous neuropathy as well as the due to previous strokes. Since the strokes happened in a posterior and anterior circulation, I wonder more about cardioembolic event. The patient recently taking aspirin and blood pressure medicine and anti-cholesterol drugs in that period. Does he have a tortuous left internal carotid artery, but no any obvious hemodynamically significant stenosis? Given the new onset of the patient's symptoms, I would like to repeat MRI of the brain just to be sure that he had no interim strokes that would require a more aggressive preventative stroke regimen period. Signature Alexander Feldman, MD, face-to-face time, 25 minutes.